Not, 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 not happy. Not, 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 not happy. Not happy. Not happy. Unhappy. Not happy. Not happy. Unhappy. Not, not. Not, not, not happy. Not, 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 not happy. Not happy, not happy, unhappy. Not happy, not happy, unhappy. Not, 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 not. Not, 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 not happy. Not, 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 not happy. Not happy, not happy. Unhappy, unhappy, happy, unhappy, happy, happy.
That's pianist Amy Briggs, and as you can hear, she is not happy in that piece. That's a piece of music by David Rakowski for Talking Pianist. She's instructed to share her feelings here and kind of slap the piano petulantly. This is one in a series of his ongoing piano etudes. In this case, it's piano etude number 74, and this is from a forthcoming release. Amy Briggs has recorded now the fourth volume of Piano Etudes by David Rakowski. It has not been released. That is a sneak preview that we're able to bring you. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I'm very excited about this program today because all of the music that I'll be featuring has not actually been released yet. We're featuring sneak previews sent to us very generously by the label, which will be releasing them, Bridge Records. So I do want to thank Becky Starobin over there at Bridge for making this available to us. It's all music for piano, either solo, in the case of the David Rakowski Etudes, or the wonderful piano duo Quattromani has a new album coming out. So I'm looking forward to sharing that music with you on the program today. David Rakowski has been writing piano etudes pretty much throughout his career, certainly at least 15 to 20 years that I know of. I've personally been following this project for about 15 years when I was lucky enough to hear pianist Amy Briggs perform a couple of them from books one and book two, actually under Rakowski's supervision at Roosevelt University. I was one of about 20 people in the room. She was going to be performing them at the Chicago Symphony's Music Now series that evening, but she gave us a sneak preview at Roosevelt, which was great, and I was captivated by these pieces. And I've been following the project personally ever since. So I was very excited to see that a volume 4 was coming out with some new etudes by David Rakowski. An etude is actually the French word for study, and the idea is that it is a virtuosic piece, often fairly short, but it really challenges the pianist in new ways. The Chopin etudes, the Liszt etudes, Gheorghe Ligeti wrote etudes. These are very, very difficult pieces, and that is certainly the case with the David Rakowski pieces, but he also has this kind of almost twisted sense of humor. It's really been a lot of fun because classical composers are not known for having a sense of humor, but he does things like work pop songs into the pieces. He does all kinds of sly things with the rhythms, with the melodies. As we heard in the opener of the program today, he might ask the pianist to talk. In this new round of etudes on volume 4, he's expanded the keyboards using Celesta, using toy piano, all kinds of wonderful things that he's doing with the etude form. Let's hear a couple now. This is etude number 71, The Chase, which actually is for piano and Celesta. And then we're going to hear etude number 73, Heavy Hitter. Here is pianist Amy Briggs to perform two etudes by David Rakowski. Thank you. Virtuosic Piano Music by David Rakowski. What a performance by Amy Briggs. It's always a treat when she puts out a new album of piano music. This is from Volume 4 of the Piano Etudes, a forthcoming release. This has not been released yet. We are featuring sneak previews on the program today. We heard Etude number 71, The Chase, which is actually for piano and celesta. In case you hear those metallic tones, you're wondering how he's getting that sound. Well, it's actually a celesta, a different keyboard instrument. And then we heard Etude number 73, Heavy Hitter, a heavy hitter indeed. I want to play one more of these etudes. We're going to go back to etude number 72 now. This is called Dorian Blue. Dorian is a mode. It is a minor key mode. So this is a more pensive mood that we'll be in here. The piece may not sound virtuosic. It's a lot slower than the other two that we just heard, but there's some very intricate legato passages or connected passages, and there are these two-hand flourishes in the higher part of the piano. Here is Amy Briggs again to perform etude number 72, Dorian Blue by David Rakowski.
Thank you.
Music by David Rakowski. That's called Dorian Blue. It's a beautiful piece. It's an etude, a study. This is a piece that is designed to really push what the pianist can do. He's written 100 of them so far, but as we hear, an etude can also be beautiful. I think it's very sensitive writing, certainly sensitive playing by Amy Briggs. That is Dorian Blue by David Rakowski. This is from a forthcoming release, Volume 4 of the Piano Etudes by David Rakowski, as played by Amy Briggs. It will be available this fall on the Bridge Records label, so look for that. I'm going to play a piece now by composer Michael Dougherty, who also has a sense of humor, in addition to David Rakowski. So here we have two composers in a row with a sense of humor. How unusual is that? Dougherty also, though, has a unique sensibility. He is very inspired by the music that he heard growing up in the 1950s and 1960s, which is, of course, pop music, American pop music. Actually, I think he's interested in pop culture of all kinds. He has a piece about Jackie Kennedy Onassis. He has a piece called Dead Elvis. He has a piece inspired by the Superman comic books. He is a very successful composer, and he's been very successful kind of translating the pop art world into the concert hall. And in fact, he's a Grammy Award-winning composer. But the piece that I want to play is called Lounge Lizards, and this comes directly from his personal experience playing, you guessed it, in cocktail bars when he was a student. I want to read the program notes because I think they're pretty hilarious. He says, Lounge Lizards is a musical recollection of my student years when I supported studies in music composition by playing jazz piano in lounges, bars, and nightclubs across America and Europe. At the Sip and Stir, which is a great name for a bar, a drinking establishment in my hometown of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I entertained patrons on an out-of-tune piano during the summers of 1976 to 78. To pay the rent during my studies abroad from 82 to 84, I played jazz at Dennis Swing Club in the infamous Reeperbahn Red Light District of Hamburg, Germany. In 1986, one of my most memorable piano gigs was at the Ramada Inn on the New Jersey Turnpike, where I had the pleasure of playing for one disinterested customer every night, the bartender. I also played jazz for double shifts of customers, the first arriving at 10 and the second trickling in around 4 a.m. at the Bamboo Bar in Amsterdam, which has to go down as the smokiest nightclub of all time. Each movement of my composition, Lounge Lizards, refers back to one of these locales, never to be forgotten, where I paid my dues. Let's hear two movements. We're going to hear Sip and Stir, hearkening back to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and then Dennis Swing Club from his time in Hamburg, Germany. I really think, as somebody who's also played my share of piano in hotel bars, that he is pulling out every cliche possible here, from the major sevenths that you hear in a song like Misty to going around the circle of fifths, all of these kind of cliched sounds that even if you don't know the names I'm talking about, you will certainly recognize the sound. Here is the piano duo Quattro Mani to perform Sip and Stir and Dennis Swing Club from Lounge Lizards by Michael Dougherty.
Thank you.
That's music by Michael Dougherty called Lounge Lizards. Definitely tongue-in-cheek music there. In fact, he is pulling out every cliche I think that he ever had to do while he was himself a lounge piano player supporting himself as a music student. We heard the piano duo Quattro Mani, Susan Grace and Stephen Beck pianos, and they were joined by percussionists John Kinsey and Michael Tetrault. That's the first two movements, Sip and Stir and Dennis Swing Club, referring to actual locales in which Dougherty played piano. I love this piece a lot. I want to play the other two movements. For me, especially having played a lot of piano in these kinds of places, it's just so much fun. I love what he's done with it. And I know his music. In fact, Michael Dougherty was the very first guest on Relevant Tones, so I know his music very well. And it's fun to also hear his own sensibility start to emerge through the cheesy, loungy cliches. So I want to play the remaining two movements. Ramada Inn, this is where he says he played for only the bartender, and the Bamboo Bar, the bar where he would play as late as 4 a.m. in Amsterdam. Here again are our wonderful performers, Susan Grace and Stephen Beck, piano, John Kinsey and Michael Tetrault, percussion, performing the last two movements of Michael Dougherty's Lounge Lizards. Thank you. The final two movements of Lounge Lizards by Michael Dougherty. You can definitely tell where he gets that name for the piece. It's a tongue-in-cheek piece. He's using all of the cliches from his time as a jazz pianist, playing some pretty cheesy venues, including the Ramada Inn on the New Jersey Turnpike, and some seedy venues like the fourth movement, the Bamboo Bar, inspired by a bar he played late night until 4 a.m. in Amsterdam. So all of those cliches are present, but there's more to it than that. In fact, that driving rhythm at the end of the fourth movement, Bamboo Bar, is reminiscent of Jerry Lee Lewis from the 1950s, 1960s. And if you know the music of Dougherty, you know that so much of what he's writing as a mature composer comes from his childhood, the things that he heard and saw, whether it's Superman, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, you name it. Those elements are almost always present in Dougherty's music. It's this continuing vein of American pop culture richness that he goes back to mine time and time again. And then you also hear the music that he was perhaps forced to play, all of those cliches as a jazz pianist, mixed with his own sensibilities as a composer. I really enjoyed that piece. Hope that you enjoyed it as well. It's Lounge Lizards by Michael Dougherty. Great performance by Quattromani, who are Susan Grace and Stephen Beck on piano, and they were joined for this piece by percussionists John Kinsey and Michael Tetrault. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. On today's program, I'm featuring music that has not yet been released. Music for solo piano and piano duo. These are two albums that will be coming out on Bridge Records soon. To subscribe to our podcast, or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. On today's program, I have two releases, one for solo piano and the other for piano duo, that are not actually available yet. We were able to get sneak previews from Bridge Records, the label who will be releasing them, and so I'm very excited to be sharing this music with you, music that most people in the world have not had a chance to hear, so you and I are the lucky ones who are hearing it before anybody else. One of the albums that I'm playing on the program today features the piano duo Quattromani, who has been a prominent duo for many years. They formed in 1989, and they were comprised of pianist Susan Grace and Alice Ryback. And then in 2013, Alice Ryback was ready to retire from performing, and so Susan Grace thought that she would just hang it up, but she actually got hired for a concerto performance that required two pianos. It was the composer Paul Lansky's Shapeshifters, and for that occasion, she was joined by pianist Stephen Beck, and their rapport was so great that she decided to start Quattromani again, now with Stephen Beck replacing Alice Ryback, and as you can hear, it's going quite well for them. I played a piece by Michael Dougherty earlier called Lounge Lizards. I'm going to play a piece now by Paul Lansky himself, the composer responsible for the reforming of this great duo. The piece is short, but highly virtuosic and a lot of fun. It's called Out of the Blue. Here are Susan Grace and Stephen Beck again to perform the music of Paul Lansky. That's a fun piece by composer Paul Lansky. Just a short little piece. It's called Out of the Blue. This is on a forthcoming album. It's not out yet, by the piano duo Quattro Mani. We heard Susan Grace and Stephen Beck performing. I wanted to play it for a lot of reasons. It's a short piece, but, well, for one thing, it's a lot of fun. But also, Paul Lansky is the composer who really, I think, is responsible for Susan Grace and Stephen Beck performing together today as Quattro Mani. He had written a piece for two pianos and orchestra called Shapeshifters, and that was the first time that they had played together. They had great rapport, as you can definitely hear, and they're now performing together again as Quattro Mani. They have a disc coming out very soon, and I'm featuring it on the program today. The last thing that I want to play is a great American composer, Fred Lerdahl. The piece is called Quiet Music. It's kind of an unusual piece because it was originally for orchestra, and the piano was just one of the instruments that was listed. But here it's been rearranged, reimagined, if you will, for two pianos. And so I'm going to play the piece in its entirety. It's about 13 minutes long. But first, I thought it'd be fun to play a minute or so of the original so you can compare it. All of the instruments, mind you, in this original piece for orchestra have been asked to play pianissimo all the way through the piece. Here is Paul Mann leading the Odense Symphony Orchestra in just a minute or so of Quiet Music by Fred Lerdahl. Thank you. That's just a minute or so of quiet music by Fred Lerdahl. This is originally an orchestra piece, has piano in it. You can definitely hear the piano, but it's just one of the instruments that's in the piece. I thought it'd be fun to hear a little bit of that. And now we're going to hear the reimagining for two pianos. And remember that all of the instruments were asked to play pianissimo, so it really is quiet music. Here is the duo Quattro Mani, Susan Grace and Stephen Beck, to perform this reimagining of quiet music for two pianos by composer Fred Lerdahl.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music for two pianos that originally existed as a large-scale orchestral work. It's been reimagined here quite well, I think, by Fred Lerdahl, the composer. He also did the arrangement for two pianos. We heard the piano duo Quattro Mani performing Susan Grace and Stephen Beck. This is from a forthcoming album. It is not out yet. It will be out in the fall, and that will be on the Bridge Records label. That's all the time that we have on the program today, but again, everything that we heard was a sneak preview. None of this music has actually been released yet, but you can look for it in the fall, and you can go to bridgerecords.com to find out more information about both of these releases. Piano Etudes Volume 4 by David Rakowski, performed wonderfully by Amy Briggs, and the album by Quattro Mani, the piano duo. It's called New Works for Two Pianos. Again, both of them are on the Bridge Records label. Relevant Tones has been produced by Sarah Zwinklis and is made possible by the generous support of the Aaron Copland Fund for Music and the listener supporters of WFMT. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network Chicago.